We heard so many great stories last night, and I've just been asked to tell one that's really a shared story for me and Christine Lavelle. And it's about a Chinese student who just returned back to China 2 weeks ago. Her English name is Jane, and Jane got to SFA 4 years ago beginning her undergraduate studies, and God from the very beginning began to woo her. She instantly was reached out to by American believers. She ended up rooming with an American roommate who was a believer, and then one other Chinese girl who was new also to SFA at the same time, but they didn't know each other before coming. So they end up as roommates, and that's a picture of Jane. This is actually taken from her testimony video that was showed at church 3 weeks ago, where she was baptized on Sunday morning just before returning to China. Anyway, after a year of wrestling with the gospel, she comes to faith and is an amazing, just fun privilege for the next 3 years to watch her grow and embrace the mission of reaching out to her peers and growing in her faith and being discipled by a wonderful volunteer named Tiki. They're on campus in Nacogdoches. Well, as we move forward, though, she graduates, and everybody loves Jane. And really, frankly, the last thing on any of our mind is to encourage Jane to go back to China to be involved in his great commission there. We just wanted her to stay with us. And in fact, a man that owns an international business in town hired her, who does business in China. He loved her. Their company loved her. And so they fought hard after a year of OPT to sponsor her work visa, even employed an attorney on her behalf. And at the beginning, we have a Sunday school class on Sunday mornings at my church that I lead. We call Nations Class. And there's about 10 believing international students and anywhere from 5 to 10 seekers on a given Sunday. And we share prayer requests at the end. And Jane would always share, initially, will you pray for my work visa to be approved, you know, so that I could stay. And of course, all the international students loved praying for that prayer request. And but a few weeks into it, she changed her request to, she said, you know, I would rather you pray for God's will for what happens to my visa. And you could see some of the international students were aghast at that prayer request change, like, I'm not sure I can pray that for you, you know. It's like, it's not what I would want you to pray for me. But it was sweet to watch God, as Trey talked about last night, the supplier, just begin to supply just an eternal perspective in Jane, and then her eternal perspective began to just speak truth into all those that were sitting around her, and frankly, into me as well. And I felt a little humbled and embarrassed that I had not pushed harder and farther toward her to really consider, going back to China. And I seemed to be really content. And so part of that was just very humbling for me. Even that morning that she changed her prayer request, I remember being humbled by that. I was like, Lord, it took Jane to ask me to pray for that. Thank you. And then I'll just end with this. The end of this is rather remarkable. Jane had, though she'd been in the U.S. for 4 years, she'd never been to New York City, so she quit work 2 weeks before leaving. She was heading back she was going to New York City to see it. Her disciple went with her. They had it all planned. They had 6 days in New York. And then finally I realized, someone asked me about the Vision Home Conference in Philadelphia, and I realized, yeah, I kind of saw Dortch's email on that, but I didn't really read it. Long story short, Jane happens to be in New York City. She's 90 miles from Philadelphia. She forsakes 3 days of her planned vacation sightseeing. Tiki, who had gone with her, gave her up to go to Philadelphia. She couldn't afford to go to Philadelphia with her. She's like, you go to Philadelphia. You go to this conference. And when Jane came back from the conference in Philadelphia, first she met their multiple Chinese going to Shanghai that she connected with, and she was going to be leaving in a week and a half. And the speakers that came back from China Jane talked to me for an hour when she came back, and she says, Jerry, she says, God changed my life this weekend. She said, I had this pride about my brand of Christianity, my westernized Christianity. And in fact, she had been real slow to even get a Chinese Bible because she just thought, I mean, all this to say is that when Steve talked last night that returnees is not a network thing, but it's a field thing, I echo that with all of my heart. And I'm very thankful for what God did in Jane's life, really in spite of my efforts, and just what she has inspired among some other students and all the volunteers and the staff as I begin to talk about it. And so we're just excited that she has followed the Lord, and she's seeking Him, and we can't wait to see how it turns out.